and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New York prosecutors charge United Healthcare CEO murder suspect Luigi Mangione with murder as an act of terrorism, in addition to the original murder charge. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch lambasting those on social media praising him.
There is no heroism in what Mangione did. This was a senseless act of violence. It was a cold and calculated crime.
Madison, Wisconsin police say everyone was targeted in yesterday's shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School. CBS's Ian Lee in Madison says of investigators.
There is a number of things that they're working on right now, talking to school officials, but they really haven't nailed down why.
Russia says Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, a prominent figure in its war with Ukraine, has been assassinated in Moscow. CBS's Haley Ott.
For Ukraine, Kirillov was a legitimate target of war. Russia has said that they're treating the bombing as a terrorist attack.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
4 WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Enbridge pipeline spilled 70,000 gallons of oil in Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot has more.
The problem was discovered on November 11th in Jefferson County, 60 miles west of Milwaukee, by an Enbridge energy technician. Enbridge said the spill on the company's Line 6 was caused by a faulty connection on a pump transfer pipe at the Enbridge Cambridge station. It was estimated 1,650 barrels, which is equivalent to about 70,000 gallons, went into the ground. The spill was immediately reported to regulators, though the report by a federal pipeline safety agency said the line likely was leaking for an extended period of time. Line 6 is a 465-mile pipeline carrying crude oil from Superior, Wisconsin, to a terminal near Griffith, Indiana. People noted the spill was discovered during the same week that Wisconsin regulators approved the first permits for Enbridge's plan to move the aging Line 5 pipeline around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. Opponents said it would still threaten the region's watershed and perpetuate the use of fossil fuels.
Fire departments in central Wisconsin are reminding people to keep the wreath green. Many of our local departments have a green wreath displayed outside their fire stations. Every time there's a structure fire in the county, a red bulb is installed on the wreath. The goal is to prevent the red bulbs from showing up. It's important to prepare your home for winter fire safety. Make sure you have working smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. Check your Christmas lights to be sure there's no exposed wires or loose light bulbs. Avoid using extension cords whenever possible. Don't put your Christmas tree near any heating sources and water it daily. Unplug your lights when no one is home or when you're sleeping, and don't overload your outlets. Also, be sure to keep candles away from any flammable or combustible material. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers get a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost their two quarterbacks to the transfer portal, Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke. They've announced that San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill is coming to Madison. O'Neill started in 11 games as a true freshman, completing 63% of his passes for over 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. NFL, the Packers, with an extra day off after beating the Seahawks in Seattle Sunday night, head coach Matt LaFleur had these instructions for the players after the game.
Handle your body, handle your business. We got another primetime game at our house, a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. All right? Every game is critical, man, and we got to keep stacking these wins.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in the NBA Cup Finals in Las Vegas.
This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. You don't get to get this experience during a regular season.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we spend part one with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher, and in part two, the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, 4 to 5 at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries or brief snow showers this evening, cloudy tonight, low mid-20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, high in the upper 20s. Then snow showers late tomorrow night and a Thursday with accumulations. Breezy as well. It's 28 degrees right now.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matthers, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has plans for the next Trump administration. What does that mean for people in Wisconsin? We'll kick that around. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Schwabba.
All right, so got some good text here. Regarding our conversation with Greg, my guest is Greg Schwem. He is a syndicated columnist, nationally syndicated columnist. You can check out his work if you Google Greg Schwem, Tribune Content Agency, Humor Hotel. Very funny stuff. But we were talking about baseball and the new golden bat rule. And Eric from Lodi says, yeah, Major League Baseball has always been boring. Always. Minor league games are way more fun. I think he would have a lot of people agreeing with him on that. Anna from Madison says, Pete, there are plans to build a Buc-ee's in DeForest, Wisconsin. So they're coming north for sure. So, and then, Greg, you'll appreciate this. You asked me if I've ever broken the law, and you said everybody's broken the law. And I very arrogantly said I never have. My sister texted. Okay, here's a story. This is embarrassing. I basically embezzled from my own family. When I was like 12 years old or 11 years old, living on the northwest side of Chicago, we lived near an area called Six Corners. It was like Irving Park Road, Cicero, and there was a Sears. And that was where, that was the big department store at the time. So we Schwabba kids, the five of us, ages 11 to 6 or 5.
Perfect.
Yeah. Decided we had to pool our money to buy a second TV because that was the big thing in the late 70s. So we were going to save our money to buy a little black and white TV for like $100 at Sears. Well, I decided I needed a Chuck Foreman jersey instead, who was a running back for the Minnesota Vikings. Not even my team.
I know who it was.
Yeah. So I think my brother Tim and I went to Sears and bought a Chuck Foreman jersey. We just made an executive decision, and my sister Molly
never got a TV.
Yeah, and really, I should just thank the youngest three siblings for contributing to that because they never really got to enjoy it. I think it ended up in the goodwill heap before they grew into it. But so that is technically stealing. And here's another thing. I probably drove a car when I was under the influence. Not like I've never been sloppy drunk and driving, but I probably was legally drunk.
Yeah, and I think everybody's been probably guilty of that, sadly.
Yeah.
I certainly am.
So there you go. I am a criminal. And thank you for my sister for throwing me under the bus and turning me into the authorities. The 608 says Buc-ee's is Quick Trip on crack. And that is a thing, Greg. When Quick Trip came to Marinette, Marinette has like 10,000 people. It's about 50 miles north here. And people lost their minds. They also said, we're getting two Quick Trips. Like it was a badge of honor. I'm like, it's a gas station.
Yes.
It's a fine establishment. It's great, but calm down.
Calling Buc-ee's a gas station would be like calling Disney World a carnival. you don't do that. Don't go there, Pete.
Like calling it a parish bazaar or something.
Yes, exactly.
That's funny. So let's talk about, you did an article too I thought was funny about skinny dipping, and I've always been fascinated. Like, I skinny dipped like once, maybe twice in a lake, and maybe a couple times in a pool. Pool, much safer. I had a much better mindset.
Pool is much safer?
Well,
what time of day was this?
Noon. Just, it was a kids' party.
Oh, it was a private pool.
Yeah.
Like somebody's backyard.
Exactly. And I...
Oh, okay. I thought like...
No. I wasn't pool hopping or heading over to the neighborhood. But like when you do it in a lake, there, even a freshwater lake, there are still fish that bite. And that freaks me out.
True. Yeah, I never thought about... Actually, I did it in the ocean.
Oh,
and
dear.
I never even thought about it. But yeah, the article was about... that you should swim naked, hence skinny dipping,
right,
and you should swim fully clothed at some point in your life, because what you feel between the two of them is very interesting. Because my whole premise of the article was, if you swim fully clothed, you're weighted down and you feel like maybe you can't breathe and you're going to drown, but somehow you get to the dock or to the shore, you know, you panic for a minute,
right,
and you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then when you do it, you feel so good. You feel like, okay, that was something that was holding me down, and yet I rose above it, and you feel good about yourself.
Nice.
So that's why you should swim fully clothed, and you should skinny dip, because it just, there is a freedom about it, as I think anybody would agree to, that you come out of there and you're just like, I can't believe I did that. It was so fun.
Like getting away with a crime.
I want to do it again at some point, and I really don't care if anybody saw me.
Wow. And
I think that's a really good, I think that's a really good mindset to have. I know it sounds
interesting.
Sort of weird, but I think it just expresses freedom and the ability to take chances. And I think that's what a lot of people don't do today.
You would think, like, if you did make it back to a pier or shore or whatever, fully clothed, the first thing you would think about is, this would be a lot more fun without the wingtips.
Next time. And that's another part of the article, is you don't make a conscious decision to enter the water fully clothed. Something bad happened.
Right.
You know, you missed the last step on the boat.
Right.
The boat would dock. Or something happened.
Oh,
you just ended up in the water in your clothes, and you had no idea that was going to be a part of your day.
You just wanted to take a Skyline cruise.
Right.
The next thing you know, you're in the Chicago River.
Right.
That's
right.
Very funny.
And the Wendella people said, I'm sorry, there's no refunds for that.
All right. Last article, then I want to ask you about Christmas. I love the phrase bottomless. All you can eat, all the, you did an article about, it was called the, words and phrases to avoid as you age, and like a bottomless mimosa or whatever. And I love the all you can eat. Like, people think they're getting a deal. Businesses don't lose money. They don't do you a favor.
No.
Somehow they're still cleaning up. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. The bottomless thing, definitely, because like I live in the city of Chicago. So if you were to walk out of any place on Sunday and just walk down two blocks, any establishment that is open at that time is advertising bottomless something. It's bottomless mimosas. It's bottomless Bloody Marys. It's bottomless brunch something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that term, but nothing good comes out of it.
Right.
Because, you know, you're either going to exit that place hammered, or you've just gained like 8 or 9 pounds or both.
Right.
Because you indulge, you took the bottomless bait.
That's so funny.
Don't they have that in Wisconsin?
Oh yeah. We have a lot of,
I mean,
all
but,
you
but
can
they
eat.
Call it bottomless, or did you say all you can eat, or just come in and don't leave, or what is the phrase? What is
this called? Hostage phrase? Situation. No, I think I have seen bottomless, but I see mostly all you can eat. Like, we have an all you can eat buffet.
Right.
And for whatever reason, it gives people a license to not dress up, to have their stomach hanging out of their shirt, to be looking around people while they're in line with the fear that there's going to be no more food by the time they get there. It's not a good scene. I would rather pay a waitress and just eat, you know, sensibly.
Yes. Yes. What is wrong with that?
I don't know.
What is wrong with sensible eating? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I was in Europe for a good portion of the summer, and they eat very sensibly in Europe, and they're fun people. You know, nice, fun people. There's nothing wrong with them. I don't understand it.
My guest is Greg Schwemm. Check out his work at the Humor Hotel. Google Humor Hotel and Greg Schwemm and check out his articles. Very funny stuff. He's also a stand-up comedian with decades in the business. And I want to ask you, Greg, every year I struggle to get I struggle with the bah humbug thing. Like, it's like, oh my God, another Christmas. Now the kids are a little older. It's not quite. Mm-hmm. How do you, as a comedian,
magic is gone.
As a comedian or a writer or just someone who is, I think everybody gets jaded to some degree with old age. How do you keep that Christmas childlike wonder as a comedian and a writer?
Yeah, I mean, part of it is memory. When you think of your past Christmases that you spent with your family or that you spent with your kids, I think you and me as comedians are really good at putting a comedic spin on that. Like how did that happen? Like, no, you know, okay. One year, my daughter finally got her cell phone that she always wanted for Christmas. And there's a memory in there and there's material in there. And I choose to do that. I think, I think as you get older, like you said, there's really nothing about Christmas, I think as you get older that you're like, wow, this is really weird. This is new. This is something I've never, ever experienced before. I think that's natural and normal. But I think if you look where the joy comes is you look back and say, wow, we did that in 1984, or we did that when my children were 7 and 12 and we spent all night putting together such and such, or we finally like relented and gave her herself under her first Apple product or whatever.
The Bucky's gift certificate, whatever it was.
which I also pilfered from the rack. I think that's how I like to spend it. And I think it makes it very fun.
That's a great answer. And I think as you get older, you realize, the magic isn't in believing in things that don't exist or you know, Santa Claus. I don't know if there's any kids listening, but it's just that you come together and you have this time with your loved ones. That's the minor, that's the little miracle taking place that people tend to forget when they keep their eye on bigger things.
Absolutely.
Hey man, this was fun. When you write that new article, let's have you come back and I'd love to see where you take that.
Yeah. And if you have any listeners living in the Chicago area, just can I quickly plug?
Absolutely.
I'll be headlining Zanies.
Oh, cool.
In Old Town on Monday, January 13th.
Love that club.
Come on out.
So great.
Okay.
Go see Greg Schwemm. Check out his articles. Have a great Christmas and great holidays, buddy.
All right, my man.
All right.
You too.
Greg Schwemm. Conrad, how are we doing on time?
Oh, we got about a minute left.
Okay. So let's do this. This is when you know you have a good texter. Like Steady Eddie, I see his texts and I have to gauge like how long they are. Do I have time to read this now? Or do I have to make the show a mini series? how am I going to read Steady Eddie's text? But I think we have time now. So Steady Eddie, he's in the 608. He says, Pete, the best gag gift that I ever gave was a gift for a young nephew when he was 5 or 6. The gift was wrapped in a small box. Then that box was put into another slightly larger wrapped box. Then that box was put into another wrapped box. I continued that theme a couple more times. Don't remember what the actual gift was. It doesn't really matter. For me, my nephew, and the rest of the family, it was a hilarious Christmas Eve moment. That's magic right there. That kind of stuff is fun. Thank you, Steady Eddie. Sorry, Steadfast Edward. All right, when we come back, we will have Sean Katz back. He is the marketing director for the City of Marinette, telling us about a really cool event going on Saturday. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
With me on this Tuesday night. Always fun to talk to Greg Schwemm. We will have Sean Katz back hopefully momentarily. I just sent Sean a text, so hopefully he didn't forget. He's probably running around like crazy too, so we will get Sean on the line soon. This is National Device Day. What is that, Conrad? What do you make of that?
You just got to appreciate your phone, you know?
But do you think it's just phone or like
your
can
laptop?
Opener?
Can opener.
Well, whatever. They're all devices, right?
I guess. You know,
let's
cool?
break the word down. Device. Vices are bad habits. You device it. I'm doing like a Michael Keaton thing from Night Shift.
You know, be cool though.
Yeah,
what? A touchscreen can opener.
Yeah, except the can openers don't have screens.
But what if they did?
How about voice command can openers? Open the can. That's the only thing you need to
and
say.
And then it doesn't work, so you say it a million more times before it actually starts doing it.
Then you just say, you're being a real jerk, can opener. Oh, Sean says, I just tried calling and got a fast, busy signal. Oh, dear. Are we having phone issues again? If Sean jumped in his car right now, he wouldn't nearly make it in time. Checking the stream, we got some texts. Sean from Hawaii says, aloha from Malike, Hawaii. I hope I'm saying that right, Sean. I always mean to look that up after you text, and then I don't, because kind of out of sight, out of mind. But if you want to spell that phonetically, I would love to get that right. It sounds beautiful, and I appreciate you listening from so far away. Great to have you with us tonight. JB Thompson, the guy behind the guy, says, hey, Pete, any super fan Christmas cards come in today? We did get a Christmas card today from Craig Knitt, who is one of JB's good friends, and it was very nice. We got some love from one of our guests, Craig Knitt, who's been on the show several times, and he was just sending us a card saying he appreciates that Nightlight supports the arts and independent film and all the things going on in Wisconsin that hopefully help young filmmakers or people like Craig, who aren't that young, really, but Craig's a very hardworking guy. He does great work with kids in the arts, and he's been on the show, and he is also a filmmaker and an actor himself. So it was nice to get that card. I assume that's what you're meaning. Unless, JB, you sent something we didn't get, like a singing telegram. Would it kill you to send us a singing telegram? I'm just saying. It's the least you could do. But we did get a nice card from Sean. Thank you. Sean is saying, do you want to call him? Why don't we give Sean a call? Yes, we'll do that, Sean, if you're listening. I will give your number to Conrad, and he will give you a call. Conrad, you want to read that new text?
I mean, sure. So this is from Bridget. My mom gave me My mom gave my sister the most obnoxious goose decorated cork board.
What the heck?
And then the next Christmas, she gave it back to my mom.
Oh,
and then
my
the next
gosh.
Christmas, I received it, and so on and so on. I wonder who will get it this year.
My wife's family does something like that, but it was with a windsock. My mother-in-law would always give a windsock to someone, like you'd see at an airport, but it was like a minor one or like a smaller one. And then they would pass it back. Someone else would get it the next year. And it's funny the first couple times, but by like year eight, you're like, how hard do I have to pretend to laugh that I think this is still funny? Because it's just not, it's funny once or twice. And I'm sure you guys have experienced that kind of stuff with gag gifts. Every family had, like, there's Eric who said his brother's passed around a porno year to year. I wouldn't do that from my, in front of my parents. I was not that bold when I was young. Even now I wouldn't. So anyway, all right, I guess we have Sean on the phone. Sean Katzbach, ladies and gentlemen, he is the marketing director for the entire city of Marinette. I don't think the guy sleeps. He just had an event called Blues, Brews, and Barbecues probably a month ago, and I thought he's going to collapse, and he probably just recovered a week ago Tuesday, and he's got a new event happening this weekend, and he's here to talk about it now. Sean, how are you, buddy?
I'm still, my feet are up in my recliner and I'm in traction.
You were like, you had the towel off. You were walking around. You were trying to keep everybody happy. It's a huge facility and people are spread out all over. And you just, you look like you could have used a couple of assistants.
Yeah. If you want to join the team, I'll be more than willing to give you barbecue for payment.
All I got to do is unfold some chairs and I get a free barbecue sandwich. That's not too bad.
There you go. Exactly.
Well,
yeah, this weekend we have Steam coming to the rec center, and it's going to be a great night. It's going to be for kids from 1 to 92.
That's so great.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm sure you're familiar with the great Mel Torme.
Yeah.
So he wrote the song Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, which the actual name is the Christmas song.
The Christmas song, yeah, right.
Yeah. And so he wrote that, and his son, Steve March Torme, happens to live in Appleton.
Come on.
So, yeah.
Really?
So,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's very cool. He teamed up with Michael Bailey from the Vic Ferrari band. They've assembled this 13-piece band that is just amazing. And they travel throughout the Midwest. Recently, last week, I think they were at the Appleton PAC playing.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I think they were, Sean. I think you're right about that. We saw that on the on their website, I think. We're always looking for who's playing where, and I
sure.
kind of remember
yep.
that, yeah. So I love the title, From Kids from 1 to 92. Do you know how Mel Torme's son ended up in Appleton?
You know, it's a really kind of crazy. I do, but I don't remember the story.
Okay.
But because he does tell it. And it's just kind of cool because Steve gives kind of this unique background to even explaining like how that song was written. His father was living in Beverly Hills at the time. Now Mel and Steve, they're Jewish. So,
right.
So, you know, to write the Christmas song is highly ironic, but he wrote this song. And it was during, I guess, the heat wave of in December, and so it just was this genesis that happened between Mel and this other gentleman. And
hey, Sean,
really,
let's yeah. pick up right there, okay? We're going to do some news, and let's yep. come back and finish that story, okay? Great to have you here, buddy. Sean Katzbach is here. We're coming back with more, a few minutes more with Sean coming up next.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The 17-year-old Lincoln High School student who died in a car crash last Friday will have funeral services this week. Casey Rampton was killed in a car crash near Auburndale on December 13th. The 17-year-old driver was injured, as well as the 26-year-old woman driving the other vehicle. Casey is survived by her parents, Chad and Amanda Rampton, and her brother Logan, along with many other family members. Casey will be remembered as a dedicated friend, determined competitor, and a remarkable artist who touched the lives of everyone she met. A visitation will be held tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Herman Taylor Funeral Home, and another before the funeral on Thursday. The visitation will begin at 9 a.m. and the funeral at 11 at Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Rapids. One of the lesser-known winter holidays begins this weekend. Lisa Hale has more.
Yule, or the winter solstice, starts at 3:20 a.m. Saturday, December 21st. It marks the longest night and the shortest day of the year. For some, it's cause for celebration as a holiday. Reverend Selena Fox is the senior minister of Circle Sanctuary Spirituality Church near Barneveld.
We're part of a legacy that goes across time around the world. Humankind has been observing winter solstice for thousands of years.
Fox said Yuletide celebrations continue through New Year's Day as the celebration of the solar new year coincides with the calendar new year.
The DNR is encouraging outdoor enthusiasts to be safe engaging in winter activities. We may not have any snow for snowmobilers yet, but ATV and UTV drivers also need to be aware of changing ice conditions. Check with local fishing clubs, outfitters, and bait shops for current conditions. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the shows Baby Reindeer or Stranger Things, you might be interested in a new show that is being developed at Netflix. The Duffer Brothers, who created Stranger Things, and Veronica Tofilska, who created Baby Reindeer, are teaming up for a new show called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen. The episodic horror series will star Camilla Morone and Adam DeMarco. If you're looking for a can't-miss film to watch over the holidays, it's probably not Netflix's new Carry On. Having said that, it is available from the comfort of your chair and is nonstop. If you can look past some plot logic, you'll probably be entertained as there is good action and it does move along nicely. The film stars Taron Egerton as a TSA agent who is being controlled by a terrorist organization led by Jason Bateman, who gets to show his incredible range as an actor. The film Carry On got an 80% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but only 60% of audiences liked it. I am definitely in the 40%, but check it out for yourself. Good premise, not so great execution. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries or brief snow showers this evening, cloudy tonight, low mid-20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, high in the upper 20s. Then snow showers late tomorrow night and a Thursday with accumulations. Breezy as well.
It's 28 degrees right now.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, stops in for a hump day edition. And we'll see, maybe Luke Mathers and Trigny Olsen as well. It's a potpourri. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You wanna cash out and get the hell.
tomorrow night on Night Lights. Lots of fun. Civic Media's own James Maloff, he's a host at WFHR, will be here at 6:35. He's also a local actor. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we rock with Radio for Pets. They will be back in the studio. They are a Green Bay-based / Marinette Menominee-based punk band, and they are awesome. They're coming back here. They will be on tomorrow night at 7:20. They will be featured on Max Inc. Radio, too, with Rocker and Terry. Too. They are big fans of Radio for Pets as well. So excited to have those guys back. Right now, we have a few more minutes with our friend Sean Katzbach, who does a great job as the City of Marinette Marketing Director. They have a great event coming up Friday. Sean, what time does that start on Friday?
You bet. The doors open at 6.
Okay.
And the show starts at 7.
7 o'clock. Okay. So you got ticket prices for adults are $29.50. Very reasonable.
Yep.
12 plus is $15.50. Seniors are 25 and kids under 11, I believe, get in free.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you worried that kids will have fake IDs if to show they're under 11 just so they can take advantage of the city?
You know, I'm more worried about the people who are over 92 who are trying to get in.
Hey, we've got a few of those in Marinette. I drive there all the time. I always get stuck behind the 92-year-olds. That's okay.
It's going to be a great night. What's really cool, Johnson Controls, JCI, has sponsored this show. They're going to be collecting backpacks and food for children. And then also CASA of Marinette and Menominee is going to be collecting toys. So the great thing is that it's going to really pull together some local people trying to do some great things for the youth of our area.
Love it. That's so great. So I will encourage people to bring something to donate.
Yeah.
That's such a great thing.
Yeah.
Sean, you talked about giving tickets away. I hope this is okay. We took the liberty of offering tickets earlier, and we did give
Absolutely.
A couple away. Do you want to do more now, or should we put it out there to listeners?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do more.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is text in on our text line, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Just text in the word STEAM, STEEM, or just say, I'd like tickets to Friday night in Marinette, and we will make it happen. And then we'll ask for your information and get you the tickets. It's just that simple. Just text us on the text line or on the app or the stream and let us know you'd like to attend. It should be a great event. So you were telling a story, Sean, about Mel Torme and his co-writer of the Christmas song, and thought it was funny that they were both Jewish and they created this song.
Yeah.
It probably just fit and sounded like Christmas, and it doesn't have any religious overtones or anything, I would imagine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it just really is more about winter and enjoying the season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And what's also ironic is Steve still collects a half a penny every time that song is played.
Oh, my gosh.
Regardless of who sings it.
Oh, wow.
So if it plays on the radio, whether it's Nat King Cole, Johnny Mathis, Mariah Carey, it doesn't matter. He's collecting a half a penny.
I would love to know. I mean, it's one of the most popular songs, so he's probably bringing in some good scratch, but...
I would think so.
I don't know. Half a penny. Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, I'd take it.
Yeah, exactly. I would, too.
So,
I certainly wouldn't argue.
How can people get tickets? The Rec Center's number is in Marinette is 715-732-2006. Is there a online link people can go to buy tickets?
They can. What they can do is go to... Marinette.rec, and that's REC desk, DESK, so .recdesk.com. If you click on the event and click on concerts, it will take you right to it.
Okay, so it's Marinette.recdesk at, no, I'm sorry, Marinette.
No.
Say that again, sorry.
That's okay. Marinette.recdesk.com.
Marinette.recdesk.com. So there's no at.
Yep.
You don't have to bother with that stupid little character that we all struggle with.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's no www because it's HTT. So all you got to do is marinette.recdesk.com.
They're making it easy for you, folks. Check it out. Or Just text in right now and we'll give you some tickets. It's going to be a great event. I loved Blues Brews and Barbecues, Sean. I hope you guys do that next year. It was such a fun event, and I love seeing the blues go over in an area like we've discussed. I don't really think of when I think of blues music. I think of classic rock or country, but people seem to love it.
Yeah, and we'll have that. Yes, we will have that again next year. And we've already had several professional blues artists, some of them who are in the Blues Hall of Fame, reach out to us and tell us that they would be interested in being part. So, yeah, it's going to be really cool.
I love it. And as far as Steam goes this Friday night, a 13-piece band. Very cool. And they play a lot of the Christmas classics, too, so that should be fun. I wish you a lot of luck with this, buddy.
Thanks. And, yeah, I mean, it's everything. It's everything from Run, Run, Rudolph to I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. To Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So, oh, wow. I mean, it's everything.
Okay. My guest is Sean Katzbach. He is the director for the marketing director for the city of Marinette. He's got his hands full. He does a great job up there. Sean, are you ready for Christmas?
I'm getting there slowly but surely.
Do you have favorite Christmas movies? Share a favorite Christmas movie of yours with us, please.
My personal favorite, I think, is Miracle on 34th Street, the old version, or It's a Wonderful Life, one of those two.
You like the classics?
Yeah, I like the classics, absolutely. I sure do.
What do you get more excited about, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve was big for our family. We'd go out down into Chicago and be with my grandfather and my aunts and uncles and cousins. So, yeah, that was big for us.
Same here. We would always go to midnight mass, and I have great memories of that. Then we come home, and I remember thinking, God, my parents are still up, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning. and this is so crazy. And sometimes we'd make Tom and Jerry's, and it's a great memory. But I have to tell you, the idea, if you paid me $1,000, maybe I would stay up that late and go to mass at midnight. I don't think I would do that again.
Exactly. You know, isn't that crazy?
Because
I thought the same thing. I mean, we wouldn't get home till 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
It's nuts.
From my grandfather's, you know, because like you, we'd go to midnight mass. Then we would do presents. Then we, you know, we would play with stuff. And oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We were wiped out.
I know. Hey, before we let you go, anything you're watching that you could recommend? You got a good binge watch going after a long day of marketing for the city of Marinette?
I really enjoyed watching the Yellowstone that just ended.
Yeah.
And I'm really getting into Landman, which is also a Taylor Sheridan.
Oh, he's all over the place.
And it's really good.
I've heard it's great. I haven't checked it out yet, but it looks so much like I probably would have guessed it's a Taylor Sheridan show just by the way it looks. It kind of looks like Yellowstone a little bit, right?
No, it totally does. My wife and I were even talking about that because we watched it last night. It's got that same overtone, but it's good.
Yeah.
He's a heck of a writer.
Yeah, he is. I will say when he's on, he's great. Like Hell or High Water. I thought Yellowstone started strong, kind of fell off for me after a while, and then he's got stuff like Tulsa King where I'm like, ooh. There's only so many hours a day. He's just writing anything right now. But no, he's incredibly talented.
I think all of it kind of, when you really kind of compare lead roles and people, it's all kind of the same guy. John Dutton is not very far off from Stallone in Tulsa King,
right,
as far as what they are and who they are.
Absolutely. Yeah. He likes those hard ass main characters for sure.
Exactly.
Hey buddy, congratulations. I hope Friday night crushes, and I wish you luck. You do a great job up there. Keep it up, and thanks for letting us be part of it.
You're welcome, Pete. And as you know, I certainly hope you know, you're always invited. So just give me a call, and I'll make sure I have some tickets up there for you.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much, Sean.
You're welcome.
All right.
You take care.
Have a great night. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. That's
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, buddy. That's Sean Katzbach. Check out Steam this Friday night at the Marinette Community Rec Center if you're in the Marinette area. If you want tickets, just text in and let us know, and we will make it happen. We can get you in free, and that would save you Adult ticket prices are almost $30. That's still very reasonable, but not as reasonable as free. Okay, so I got this. We got this Christmas card. You know what this is about?
What?
Remember the other day I was making fun, or I said I should send out a Christmas card where it's just me, even though I have a wife and two kids, yes. But I would send out a Christmas card. I did not catch that right away.
Yeah.
And then I was walking to the restroom during the break, and I'm like, wait a minute. Such a cheesy thing. Craig's better than that. And then I realized what he was doing. So he threw this together. It says, from award-winning artist and filmmaker Craig A. Knitt. And it's just him with a cup of hot cocoa and a Santa hat. Very well done, Craig. My brain is all over the place. I did not catch that right away. Well done. You almost snuck that by us, buddy. So we'll have Craig on again soon. Funny stuff. So listen, the Simpsons dropped this week. Do we have time for a Simpsons clip before we go to a break?
Sure.
All right, let's do some Simpsons. The Simpsons came on in 1989. It's been on for like 35 years, an incredible run. I still say Family Guy wouldn't have happened without The Simpsons. The Simpsons are like my sentimental favorite. And what do we have? Is this Troy McClure?
We have that or Fat Tony.
Oh, is Fat that, Tony's good. Let's do Troy McClure. This is a...
We got two different clips.
Surprise me. Okay. This is Phil Hartman doing the voice for Troy McClure. Phil was a treasure. Troy McClure is a treasure. I miss his character on The Simpsons since Phil died. But here is something from The Simpsons.
You might remember me from such educational films as Lead Paint, Delicious but Deadly. And Here Comes the Metric System. I'm here to provide the facts about sex in a frank and straightforward manner. And now here's Fuzzy Bunny's Guide to You Know What. This is Fuzzy Bunny. About a year ago, he noticed his voice was changing. He had terrible acne and had fur where there was no fur before. He also noticed Fluffy Bunny.
Boring.
And they never ruined their fun by giving in to their throbbing biological urges. Then came the big day. Fluffy and Fuzzy got married. That night came the honeymoon.
She's faking it.
The most satisfying part of the night was knowing that they waited. 9 months later, Fluffy gave birth to 14 beautiful bunnies. 8 survive. And now that you know how it's done, don't do it.
That's so great. The kids are always the funniest when their reaction, and Mrs. Krabappel, played by Linda Wallace, is so funny. She's a great character. You probably don't know The Simpsons that well.
Not as well as Family Guy.
Right. Which is also hilarious. What's our other Simpsons clip? We have
the Fat Tony one.
Oh, was that the only one we had of Lionel or Phil Hartman?
That one's just a little bit longer, so we'd have to play that in the next segment.
Okay. We've also got Rushmore, a really funny clip from Rushmore. What did we play last week? We do. The planning the robbery. And what else?
Well, for the Rushmore, it's where he's standing in front of the students and giving a speech.
Oh, let's do that one when we come back. Bill Murray.
Okay.
Doing a great commencement speech at Rushmore Academy. All right, we'll do that. We will wrap things up. And if you want to get a text in at the last minute, folks, you still have time. What's the best gag gift you've ever given or received? We've gotten some people sharing stuff they've given, which is very funny, too. So you can share something you gave, something you received, or just the worst gift ever that you received. That's fine, too. We don't really have a ton of rules here at Nightlight. So let us know what you think. We will be back in a few minutes to wrap things up. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back. So great to have you with me on this Tuesday night, where we talk to Greg Schwemm. I'd like to thank all my guests. Greg Schwemm was great. He's always fun to talk to. Sean Kasbach from the Marinette Community Rec Center. He is the marketing director for the city of Marinette. And they have a fun event happening tomorrow night. And if you want tickets, text us right now. We can get you free tickets to the concert at the Marinette Rec Center. Steam is playing. They are Appleton-based, I think. Ermel Torme's son lives there, which is kind of cool. And they will be playing in Marinette Friday night. Thank you for all your texts. Great to hear from you guys. It's always more fun when you get involved and we get to read your texts on the radio. All right. I know it's the Simpsons thing, but there was a Rushmore anniversary. Was it last week? I think Rushmore dropped last week.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a clip. This is one of my favorite clips from Rushmore. I'm sure we've played it at some point before on the show, but Bill Murray is giving the commencement address as one of the alumnus from the school and someone who is not a rich kid. And Jason Schwartzman's character responds to it as he makes a connection with Bill Murray and they want to become friends. He really responds to the speech Bill Murray is giving, which is hilarious.
You guys have it real easy. I never had it like this where I grew up. But I send my kids here because the fact is, you go to one of the best schools in the country, Rushmore. Now, for some of you, it doesn't matter. You were born rich and you're going to stay rich. But here's my advice to the rest of you. Take dead aim on the rich boys. Get them in the crosshairs and take them down. Just remember, they can buy anything, but they can't by backbone. Don't let them forget that. Thank you.
Thank you for graduation, Herman. Perhaps you could give us an encore. Nicholas Copernicus.
Oh, give a sh**. My favorite whole damn natatorium Lisey's little pricks can do is hear me out.
Hello, Dr. Guggenheim.
Hello, Max.
Hello, I'm Max Fisher. I just wanted to say that I strongly agree with your views concerning Rushmore. Your speech was excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Bloom, this is my chapel partner, Dirk Calloway.
Nice to meet you, Dirk.
Well, thanks. You know, I really think you're right about Rushmore. Come on, Dirk.
What's his name again?
Max Fisher.
Sharp little guy.
He's one of the worst students we've got.
Max Fisher, played by Jason Schwartzman, is like in every extracurricular club at Rushmore, and he's flunking out. He's a great character, and I did a piece about the film Bottle Rocket for New Wisco Weekend last weekend. Pardon me. If you haven't checked out New Wisco Weekend, it's a great show. It's on every Saturday and Sunday. It's replayed on Sunday. Lisa Hale does a great job hosting, and I do a classic movie pick every week. And those two films, to me, are Wes Anderson's best films. And it's not that I don't like his work now. I just feel like he had a freshness to his approach back then and the way he wrote characters. And they were interesting and idiosyncratic characters. And now I feel like, or since then, even with Royal Tenenbaums, they're just a little forced in their, you know, they're just a little quirky for their own good, if that makes sense. But anyway, do we have time for the other Rushmore clip?
Not the other. We could do the Fat Tony clip if you wanted.
Okay, so in honor of the Simpsons, we'll do the other Rushmore one tomorrow because I don't want to forget about that one. That's a great clip when they go out to dinner and Bill Murray buys the 14-year-old Max a martini. All right, let's play. Here's another clip from the Simpsons, which dropped this week 35 years ago, a national treasure. And this is the clip. One of my favorite side characters is Fat Tony, voiced by Joe Montana. Here's that clip.
It's funny because it's true.
Well observed.
Chief Wiggum, you honor us with your presence.
Baloney. I'm not going to rest until one of us is behind bars. You wouldn't happen to know anything about a cigarette truck that got hijacked on Route 401.
What's a truck?
Don't play dumb with me.
Relax, Chief. You seem tense. You know, the boy here makes an excellent Manhattan.
I'm still going to put you away, you know.
Good for you.
So great. That's the episode where Bart, his way to school, he misses the bus and he slips and falls down some stairs and he ends up at a social club for mafia guys and he ends up serving them drinks. Great play on the movie Goodfellas. Really good stuff. So, hey, I wanted to say before we go, I just finished the show The Day of the Jackal last night. And it was irritating because it's one of those shows where they drop a new episode every week, so you have to wait. Not how I like to do TV, but I cannot recommend it enough. If you can stick with it, and now you can watch all 10 episodes, really good show, and they throw some curveballs at you. Highly recommend. All right, we'll be back tomorrow night. Radio for Pests will be in the studio. How cool is that, Conrad? Are you as excited as me?
They're going to knock my socks off.
Great stuff. And then James Maloff will be here, one of Civic Media's own at 6:35. Thank you for all your texts. Thank you to Greg Schwemm, and thank you to Sean Katzbeck. As always, I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, we will see you tomorrow night. Good night, Wisconsin.
There's progress we have found. Towered foresight isn't anything at all. Why the sky?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll talk to a school administrator from up north who's the state's new superintendent of the year. You could accurately call her superior.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Hey kids, Community Stories is live on December 17th and 19th, so you can call in with your wish lists for Santa.
Are you elves ready?
All the kids are going to be calling us, and they're going to be telling us what they want to tell Santa. Z, are you ready?
I think so. Cookies, hot cocoa.
What about you, Mr. Jangles? Stop eating the cookies.
Mrs. C might have to make some more.
Just call 715-424-2600 December 17th and 19th from 5 to 6 on 97 FM, 1320 AM, and 105.5 FM.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steele.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. New York prosecutors file additional charges against the man accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson on December 4th. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
One count of murder in the first degree and two counts of murder in the second degree, including one count of murder in the second degree as an act of terrorism.
CBS's Anna Schechter.
Well, they need to prove that he intended to create terror and to terrorize the citizens of New York. So it wasn't just targeting Brian Thompson, but with that act, creating fear and chaos.
Luigi Mangione is now facing 11 counts. He is in a Pennsylvania prison with an extradition hearing later this week. Congressional leaders have unveiled legislation that will keep the federal government funded through March 14th and provide more than $100 billion in emergency aid to help states and local communities recover from Hurricane.